USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A tornado that hit Andover, Kansas Friday night damaged about 1,000 structures. Officials say the number is expected to climb as they do more assessments. So far, no deaths from the storm. Officials say about 70% of secondary searches are complete. The tornado first developed in southeast Wichita before moving northeast. Kansas Highway Patrol is assessing damage from the air. Ukrainian forces were fighting village by village to hold back a Russian advance, while the United Nations was brokering a civilian evacuation from the last Ukrainian stronghold in what's left of Mariupol. 100,000 civilians are estimated to be in the city, and up to 1,000 are living beneath a sprawling steel plant from the Soviet era. Tech stocks sunk Wall Street Friday. The Nasdaq had its biggest monthly loss since 2008, while the S&P 500 recorded its worst month since the beginning of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people say, I have my cousin, I have a son of work. I have, it's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A member of British Parliament has resigned after he admitted to watching pornography twice in the House of Commons. Neil Parish was suspended Friday from the Conservative Party over the allegations. He tells the BBC that the first time was an accident, the second time was deliberate.
And the one thing I wasn't doing, and which I will take to my grave as being true, is I was not actually making sure people could see it. In fact, I was trying to do quite the opposite, and I was wrong what I was doing.
Parrish says his biggest crime was looking at it a second time while waiting to vote on the side of the chamber. A federal judge ruled there was enough evidence to convict socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. She was convicted of recruiting teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein between 1994 and 2004. But the judge also handed Maxwell's legal team a victory, concluding that three conspiracy counts were charged for the same crime, and she could only be sentenced for one. The reduction of counts won't have much effect on sentencing. Maxwell could spend decades in prison, if not several years. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Much of the West is in a mega drought, which is causing historically low water levels at Lake Mead. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The reservoir's plummeting water level recently revealed one of its original intake valves that has been submerged in water since it was first installed in 1971. Nevada water officials this week had to activate low-level pumping stations to keep water flowing to customers. Lake Mead is the largest man-made reservoir in the country and serves water to Arizona, California, and Nevada. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A political action group is asking for an ethics investigation of North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn. American Muckrakers PAC wrote to the Office of Congressional Ethics Wednesday, citing Cawthorn's pattern of bringing weapons into banned spaces and a possible inappropriate financial relationship with a staffer. The freshman Republican was considered a rising star in the party, but has lately found himself at odds with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Cawthorn, for his part, has accused RINOs, short for Republicans in name only, of trying to defeat him. The Connecticut Senate has approved a bill that aims to protect in-state abortion providers and those seeking abortion from legal action stemming from laws from out of state. Under the measure, state and local agencies would be prevented from cooperating in investigations and prosecutions of abortion providers in the Constitution's state. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.